Today is the fifth day of the blessed month of El-Nasi, the little month. The departure of the righteous Amos, the prophet. This day marks the departure of the righteous prophet Amos, one of the 12 minor prophets. He was born in Tekoa, south of Jerusalem, to a poor family. He tended the sheep and was a tender of sycamore fruits. He prophesied in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam II, the son of Joash, king of Israel. He was a contemporary to Hosea the prophet, who succeeded him. God had sent the prophet Amos to the children of Israel to caution them and advise them to bear fruit that befit repentance before the coming of the day of vengeance. Amos prophesied also about the passion of the Lord and the darkness of the sun on that day. He also prophesied concerning the lamentation and sorrow which would come upon the children of Israel after this, and how their feast would turn into days of sorrow and their joy into weeping, their dispersion among all countries, and how they would be deprived of the help of God. Amos was called the prophet of afflictions because of his harsh rebuke to the sinners. This prophet prophesied about 800 years before the advent of the Lord Christ and then departed in peace. May the blessings of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates the departure of St. James, the Bishop of Cairo, in 1088 AD. This saint had longed since his young age for the monastic life, and so he went to the wilderness of St. Macarius, where he was made a monk. Then he was ordained a deacon at St. John's Monastery. Because of his virtuous life and great knowledge and piety, he was consecrated bishop for Cairo, and having been enthroned upon the episcopal throne, he added to his prayer asceticism and worship. During his time as bishop, he was a teacher and a spiritual guide for his people. When he completed his good strife, he fell ill for a short time and then departed in peace. May the blessings of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 1629 AD, Pope Ioannis the 15th departed. He was born in the city of Malawi to Christian parents who raised him in piety and godliness. When he grew, he became a monk in the monastery of Anba Antonius. He lived a righteous monastic life, and he was upright and loved to read books and manuscripts. When Pope Marcus V departed, the bishops, priests, and lay leaders unanimously agreed to choose him for the patriarchate. He was consecrated on the seventh day of Tut in the year 1619. He had a strong personality and was impartial and just in his judgments, so he earned the title the Just Judge. He was kind and loving to the priest, and merciful to the needy and compassionate to the poor. Because of his piety and godliness, he never asked for anything from anyone all the days of his life. During his days, a grave epidemic spread, which led to the deaths of many. Pope Ioannis visited his flock in Upper Egypt many times. During his return from Upper Egypt after his last visit, he visited Abnoub and spent the night, where he felt seriously ill. He asked for a boat, which he sailed on to El Bayadea near Malawi. He departed there, and they prayed over his body as befitting his honor, and he was buried in the monastery of St. Anba Bishoy in Deir el-Barsha. May the blessings of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 1317 AD, the great saint Anba Barsoom the Naked, who was perfect in the love of God, departed. He was born in Cairo, and his father was called El-Waghi. When his parents departed, his uncle took possession of all that they had left to him. Barsoom did not quarrel with his uncle, but forsook the world and lived the life of the hermits. He lived outside the city for 5 years, suffering the harshness of the summer heat and the winter cold. He wore no clothing except a hairy sackcloth. Then he shut himself up in a cave inside the church of St. Macarius Abu Safain in Old Cairo for 20 years in ceaseless prayer and fasting. There was a huge serpent in that cave. When he entered the cave and saw this serpent, he prayed to God, and then he made the sign of the cross over himself and moved toward the serpent and recited the psalm, saying, "You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot." And then he said to the serpent, "O blessed one, stand still in your place." And then he made the sign of the cross over it. Barsoom entreated God to remove the beastly nature from the creature. As he finished his prayer, the serpent changed its nature and became tame. The saint told the serpent, "Henceforth, O blessed one, you shall not have the power or might to harm anyone, but you shall be subject and obedient to what I say to you." The serpent manifested signs of submission and obedience and dwelt with the saint as the lions were with Daniel the prophet in the den. Later on, he left the cave and lived on top of the roof of the church. Barsoom endured the summer heat and the winter cold until his skin became dark from austere asceticism. During his days, the great persecution befell the Christians, and the ruler seized this saint and severely beat him and then imprisoned him. When Barsoom was released, he went to the monastery of El Sharan, where he lived on the roof of the church, and he increased his asceticism. When his fame and virtues became well known from the rulers of that time, from princes and judges, visited him asking for his blessings and advice, and no one dared to force him to wear a blue turban. The saint continually entreated and supplicated God to take his anger away from his people and to lift up the hardships from them. Having completed Barsoom's good endeavor, he departed at a good old age, and he was 60 years old. He was buried in the monastery of El Sharan in Maseret Helwan. Later on, the name of the monastery was changed to carry his name, the Monastery of St. Barsoom El Irian. May the blessings of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.